Anyway, I want to start this morning, and if you look in your bulletins, there's a little outline that they put in there this morning. And as I was praying over this service and preparing for this service, the Lord was just giving me a message a little bit different than what we've done other Mother's Days. Past Mother's Days, we've talked about the different roles of moms and what moms have meant to us and just different avenues. But this morning, as Cricket was leading the song, and I looked around the room and saw all the hands up of the moms who were praying for someone, praying for their child, their husband, their family member, I understood what it was that God was wanting me to share this morning. And if you'll look on there, there are 3 points. The first one is, it's called the Adam and Eve relationship. The second is the purpose of God for your life. And the third one we're going to discuss this morning is the destiny of God for your family. And I believe all those are key factors in the life of a mom. That relationship of the husband and wife. The purpose that God put on your life as an individual before you were wife, before you were a mom. And also the destiny and the purpose that God has for your family. But before I begin with the first point, I would just like to share a video with you guys. This is something cute. I think a lot of you moms can relate to this. Joe? Bottle to figure out how to feed the baby without having to hold it. I know he's probably going to Google that on his phone to see how to do that. So, but I tell you, those were just the funniest things. I laughed and laughed when I saw those. But this morning, I want to begin to talk about, God gave me a scripture, and it's Proverbs 14:1. And all of these points relate back to this, and it says, a wise woman builds her house with her own hands, but a foolish woman tears it down. A wise woman builds her house and a foolish woman tears it down. What exactly does that mean? And that's what I want to discuss this morning. You know, as I was studying this morning and looking, you know, we look at things oftentimes in a different perspective. And I think as we can all relate to now, and as we can all see, the enemy is really attacking our families. And as we come in on Mother's Day and we see these families in church together wanting to share the word of God, share together their special day, that is what God has intended for us to do, to raise our children in His kingdom. And as I was studying and looking today, Adam and Eve relationship, and we kind of look at that and wonder, how does that relate to Mother's Day? Well, if you look at Proverbs 31, and Joe, you don't have to pull this up. This is just one I had in here. Proverbs 31, 10 through 25, it says, a wife is a noble character who can find her worth is more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her. She brings him good, not harm. She's clothed in strength and dignity and can laugh at the days to come. She speaks wisdom and faithful instruction, and she watches over the affairs of her husband. So there is so much more as mothers and wives that a woman does and that God has destined her to do. Because see, if you look at that last scripture there, the last part of that says, as a woman watches over the affairs of her husband, and all of those things we see her as a trusted companion, a trusted partner of her husband, someone that he gives complete confidence to and complete confidence in. And as I was looking at this scripture, you know, it made me think of this in a little bit of a different way. If we go back to Adam and Eve, and if we can just look real quick at Genesis 15:18, as we see there, it says, and we've all heard this scripture before, but Genesis 15:18 says, "The Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded man, saying, You surely may eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. Then the Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone, and I make him a helper for him." Genesis 2:15-18. So as we see that scripture, and as I looked at that scripture, God showed me something. And I was researching this and looking at it, and it was a back and forth conversation that a lot of pastors were having. And that is that God spoke to Adam and told him not to partake of the tree. And then he created Eve. So the question was posed, did God, once Eve was created, repeat that command to her? Or was she told of that by Adam? And if we look at that, because we see she did know not to partake of the tree. But in 1 Timothy 2:14, it says, Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became the transgressor. What that's saying is Adam knew, was told directly by God what he could not do, but Eve was deceived. So as we look in that, and as I was reading, it was really interesting because a couple of the things that were said were, we know that Eve was aware of the command because of the temptation, and she spoke of it, but the statement that she gave differed from Adam. Eve added the part about not touching the fruit. And what that showed me was, in our relationships, a lot of times we hear or have heard the phrase, wives submit to your husbands, husbands love your wives as I have loved the church. And a lot of times that's taken negatively as an oppressive thing. But what that is and what I've seen here is, if we go back to that, wives are, in a sense, submitted to their husbands for the protection of God, for the protection and the love that God has given by her husband and provided for her. And in that, as we see, as a family unit between a husband and a wife, as submitting to our husbands is for our husbands to protect their wives and their family. Because when we look at this, of Eve in the garden, it was the deception of the enemy that came in through Eve as she partook of the tree. But with the protection of Adam being there, God is trying to show us that that is a covering and a protection from him. And so as we go on through that, we look at that relationship as what God has intended to be our protection. And if we look at God's purpose for our life, you know, what God wants for our lives is for us to find peace, to find love, to find confidence, and to find fulfillment in what he has given us and purposed us on this earth to do. And as mothers on Mother's Day, we know that one of the things that he purposed us to do is to be a mother. And for those of you that are mothers here, you know that there's no greater gift or greater joy than being a mother, whether you have a small baby or whether your children are 40s, 50s, 60s, the greatest joy in our life is being a mother and calling and fulfillment. But God has also purposed you with a destiny and a plan for your life. And in Isaiah 66, it says, "As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you." And that is such a great testament to how God views us and to how God views comfort. Because God describes his comfort in the same way that a mother comforts and loves her child. But there are four ways that I want to give you this morning for finding your destiny, your calling, and your purpose. Because as you do that in your life, your kids can see you and do see you as an example of how then they will find the destiny and calling and purpose for their life. And there are four ways. First, it's understanding your calling. understanding your calling as a Christian, understanding what it is that God has called you to do. The second one is to identify your spiritual gift. Every person has a gift, something in their lives that God has gifted them with. God has given them a special place, a special gifting, talent, many different things in your life. And as you use those things and your children see you use those gifts in your life, it inspires them to find their gift and their calling in their life. The third is to live actively, not passively. And a lot of times if we're searching for what our calling is or what our gift is, we wait to find that gift and calling. But what the Word of God shows us is to live actively, live in what we are doing, whether it be as mothers, in our careers, or in our lives. If we lived actively and go forward in what God has given us, God will continue to reveal the purpose for our life. And the fourth is to nurture your calling. And just like in Isaiah 66:13, it talks about nurturing your calling, nurturing what God has given you. And as we do that, as we are women and we are mothers and we are nurturers, a lot of times we see that and we can easily understand how to nurture our children or our families or our husbands, but it's hard for us to understand how to nurture our calling. A lot of times we do not see the best in ourselves. We're deceived by certain things in our life. So I have a video here, Joe, that I want to share with you a little bit of a different perspective of a mother.
I'm a perfectionist, and so that's hard with kids.
There's definitely days when I have my doubts about my abilities.
Struggle with my temper.
I struggle with, like, how I react with situations.
I wish I knew how to, I guess, just calm myself before speaking to them.
I wish I was better at taking time to sit down and just listen more to my child.
I wish I was more confident in being a mom.
I'm not the most patient person in the world.
Patience is far and away probably the biggest struggle.
I just want them to know just how much I love them.
Mom is totally awesome. She's fun to snuggle with.
Pretty funny. She does cook a lot of food for me.
She's just unique. That's why I love her so much.
We go on dates together. Like, we go shopping.
She loves me a lot.
I have a lot of favorite things about my mom.
We like to watch movies together and color and stuff.
We go to church together. We volunteer together.
She is like my heart, I guess you could say, because she's that close to me.
My favorite thing is to jump on a trampoline with my mom. That's my most favorite thing, to go up high.
We like get ice cream or something and like you go to the nail salon and have fun.
My mommy's my hero. She's pretty and beautiful.
She is my hero.
She just will care about me and just always love me forever.
She's the best.
That's so awesome.
I always seem to focus mostly on the negative, and I guess I can walk out here and say that I'm doing something great and that my child is viewing me in totally different lenses as I view myself. So that's inspiring.
This is my calling. This is my job. This is what I love to do, and I will do it better and with love each and every day because those kids count on me and they love me for what I'm doing.
I tell you, and the reason you see those moms cry is because It's like I began with, I mean, the enemy is a deceiver. And oftentimes moms deceive themselves more than anything. And those moms in that video were crying because they truly believe that when they had to describe something, they described the negative. They instantly went to what they could do better, what they could do better for their kids. But then when you brought the kids in, the kids showed them what I like to say is the truth. The kids showed them and said exactly what they were to them in their lives. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying. And in the beginning of, the enemy is the ultimate deceiver in your life. He is the ultimate deceiver. And dads, man, you play such an important role in that. You play such an important role in your wives understanding and knowing and seeing who they really are. Who they are as loving moms and loving women. I tell you, oftentimes when you see the enemy attack the woman in your life, when the enemy comes after the woman in your life, that can bring down the whole family unit. You know, Adam and Eve, as I was saying earlier, were there together in the garden. And it was no coincidence that the enemy attacked Eve. It wasn't Eve just walked along one day and the enemy attacked her because she was there. Because I believe that the enemy watched and saw. See, the serpent was in the garden and Eve obviously was familiar and not afraid of the serpent. But the enemy can see and watch and plan and attack. And as the enemy saw Eve in the garden, he saw one thing. He saw that God gave Eve to Adam as a companion, as everything that that Adam wanted, loved, and needed. So he went after the thing that he loved the most and attacked. Because he knew if he attacked Eve, then Eve could turn to Adam as she did, and he partook of the fruit. A lot of times when you're wondering, your wife's under attack, whether it be at work, the kids are difficult, everything is going on. It's really attacking your wife, attacking your wife, attacking your wife. Know this, that the enemy is not just attacking her. The enemy is coming after your whole family. And a lot of times that's the way the enemy uses a doorway into their life. So as Cricket was saying before, I've seen so many women, you moms in here, you're the heart of your house. You can see it in your kids' eyes, in your husband's eyes. So the enemy attacks that heart, just like he did in the garden. So men, I just challenge you, just if you see your wife on attack, let that be a flag that goes up and shows you that the enemy is not only coming after her, but he is coming after your family. And if you cannot get the family unless you first find the strong man. And you men, you Christian men of God are strong men. Protect your women and know that that's what's going on in your family. And the third point is the destiny for your family as a godly woman. God has such a great destiny first for your life, for your marriage, but also for your families. And as I was saying earlier, when I was sitting there and seeing all the hands go up of the attack that families are under, the attack that children are under, husbands are under, wives are under, this makes it all more important to understand that destiny God has for your family. Because as Christians, God has promised us so many things. I have a book that I read and that I keep and I've read for years. My mother-in-law gave it to me. It's The Promises for a Mother. And I keep it in my purse. And it's a pretty thick book because God has given so many promises to moms. But what else God has given us is a destiny and a purpose for your family. And one of the scriptures I want to look at is 2 Timothy 1-5. It says, remember of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, then in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. That shows the generational promise and the generational blessing of women who raise their children in a godly home. And it is promised to you that as generations and generations pass down this faith, this belief in God, that your children will not only hear that from you, but see that in your life. And it's promised that they will also live that in their lives. Another promise is 1 Samuel 1-27. It says, I prayed for this child and the Lord granted me what I asked for. So I give him to the Lord. For his whole life, he will be given over to the Lord. In that scripture, we see that a lot of times. And as we do baby dedications, the Lord gives us a child and we take that time and we dedicate the baby back to God. But it says in that scripture, as we dedicate that child back to God, then we continue their whole life to give them over to God. And I think as with small children, that's easy to do. You know, Lord, thank you for blessing me with this child. I give his life or her life over to you. But as they grow and as they mature and they become adults and make their own decisions in their life, a lot of times we see those decisions, if they choose a path that we see as parents is not a good path for them. We have to remember, it says, we give them over to God their whole life. Their whole life. And I know my children are still small. They're 9, 6, and 4 months old. But even in the small, simple ways, as you turn them over, as they go out into school, we just trust God with them. It says their whole life. We turn them over their whole life. And I know as a mom, when the kids come home from school, if I hear something that surprises me, you know, I sit down, we talk to them, we explain it to them, but I have to remember that I just turn them back over to God every day. I tell them, and my husband tells them, we teach them what God's word says, to enter into each situation with love, with understanding, but not necessarily to agree with everything they hear. And everything they hear in the world is not going to be right. And then after that time of explanation, just constantly remembering, turn them back over to God, because only through God is their safety and their protection. And then also, I'd like to look at Proverbs 22:6 says, train a child up in the way they should go. And a lot of us know that scripture, train a child up in the way they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. But then it leads after that into Proverbs 29:15 that says, the rod and the reprimand impart wisdom, and left discipline disgraces their mother. It's funny, the rod and the reprimand impart wisdom. So next time I have to get on to the girls, I'm just going to tell them that I'm imparting wisdom, and that's what it is. And so that's how they should take that. But, you know, God has a great and powerful destiny for our families. And, you know, for generations and generations, we have seen the enemy really attack the fathers in the home. I mean, unfortunately, that's been an unfortunate truth a lot in our world, that the enemy have really taken out and attacked the father role in the home. But now, especially in this generation, this next generation, we see the moms being attacked in the home, taken out of the home. What was the traditional family unit has changed into this or that, telling kids that this isn't what a family looks like. This is what a family should look like. Your beliefs are not right in this area. You should believe this way. Instead of telling their children, God made you perfect and beautiful and wonderful just the way they are, a lot of children question their very existence, who they are. We see it in gender and other issues. And the thing about it is this, is God, whether you have a mom, a dad, a grandparent, a single mom, anyone, any form, any kind of home that there is, God has given that child to you to raise in a way that they know that they are perfect and beautiful and loved, and that you raise them up and train them up in the way that they should go. And training them up in that way is saying that what you teach them, they will carry on. And they may depart from a time, but they will come back to it. And if we do not teach and train our children up in the way that we were taught, or we believed, or maybe we weren't taught, but we have come to know, and we've come to know in God and believe, if we don't train them up in that way, no one else will do it. And that also gives us and imparts to us a promise that others don't have, a promise through God that says, as they get older, they will not depart. So for all of you believing for your children, believing that maybe they are off in the world, but believing them back, God gives us that promise. For all of you that are sitting here today that have chosen to be in the house of God on Mother's Day, I can promise you the word of God says, when they are older, they will come back. They will. So you have the hope and the promise of God that no matter your situation, that is the promise that God has given you. As we close out our service today, I just want to really encourage you as you go out and have your time with your families and whatever it is that you choose to do when you leave here today, I just want to encourage you to just look at your children and just let them know how beautiful and wonderful they are, and how beautiful and wonderful God created them. They have a great destiny for their life. But I just want to also encourage you as moms, in that you are a mother, but you're so much more than a mom. That you're an individual, you're a person, and God has a destiny and a plan for your life. And as you go on being a mom and doing the day-to-day duties that moms do, and the things that moms just sort of continue to do without even thinking about it, I just want to encourage you, take that time in yourself, take that time and seek God and say, God, I know you have a destiny and a purpose for my life, and I'm a mom and I love being a mom, but I also want to see myself, God, the way that you see me. I want to see the purpose and destiny that you have given me within myself. What can I do for your kingdom, God? What can I do that my kids can see me do for you, Lord, and see it as an example, and then themselves want to go on and find the destiny and the purpose for their life? So as you go on today, I just want to tell you to have a wonderful and great Mother's Day. And we thank you so much for being a part of Mother's Day here with us at Victory.